Bill Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. Is money really an adequate substitute for a chicken? Obviously not. I don't think any of us ever felt better after a bowl of money soup. This, however, hasn't stopped a group called the Alliance to End Chickens as Caparos, which is a project of United Poultry Concerns, from insisting on the substitution. The Alliance has filed lawsuits, both unsuccessful in trial courts, to stop or at least alter a Jewish Orthodox tradition in which people gather on public streets, swing chickens over their heads, and then kill the chickens. Life imitates Monty Python. See, for example, their fish slap dance and the night with the chicken. Oddly, the lawsuits don't allege extreme silliness. Instead, they claim the rituals violate public health and animal cruelty laws, and that public officials should be enforcing those laws by stopping the chicken swinging. Last week, a divided New York appellate division court ruled that the enforcement of the laws is discretionary and, quote, there is no ministerial determination to be made about the justification for killing chickens, close quote. But since two of the five judges ruling on the appeal disagreed, the Alliance is apparently going to appeal to New York's highest court. The struggle continues. In the meantime, you may wish to inform yourself about this controversy by checking out both sides. In one corner, we have United Poultry Concerns, an organization with many concerns. You can find them on their website, which contains a treasure trove of fascinating things. There are, quote, philosophical essays and published letters about chickens and other domestic fowl, close quote. There's Poultry Press, and there's, quote, every day is Respect for Chickens Day at UPC. Also, there's a photo of the UPC president with, I'm guessing, her favorite chicken. You can provide your own obscene caption. I've been chuckling at mine for a while. In the opposite corner, we have the Practitioners of Kaporot, a ceremony explained on the Shabbat website. Let me begin by saying that one should not make up a religion. I do respect other people's beliefs as long as they don't cause violence. So as I know some of the highlights of the Kaporot description, I leave it up to you whether to find this inspirational or hilarious. I'm not going to tell you which reaction you should have or which reaction I had. There's this, quote, we ask of God that if we were destined to be the recipients of harsh decrees in the new year, they may be transferred to this chicken in the merit of this mitzvah of charity, close quote. Don't punish me, punish the chicken. There's also a seemingly racist note, but I'm sure that's not what they meant. Quote, it is customary to use a white chicken to recall the verse from you recall a verse from Isaiah. Quote, if your sins prove to be like crimson, they will become white as snow. Of course, quote that verse. In any event, one should not use a black chicken, as black is the color that represents divine severity and discipline. Nor should one use an obviously blemished chicken, close quote. It's always the ones with skin problems that get rejected. Finally, quote, if a chicken is unavailable, one may substitute another kosher fowl, besides doves and pigeons, as they were offered as sacrifices in the Holy Temple. Some use a kosher live fish, close quote. And so a Monty Python concept is real. Fixed signal. All the news about Russia isn't bad or scary. For example, last week the Jehovah's Witnesses put out a press release, assuming it is anything that it is, announcing that Vladimir Putin had awarded the Order of Parental Glory to a Jehovah's Witnesses couple. Ah. But am I imagining that some of the people in a photo of the family look a little nervous? The press release ends with this statement from an organization spokesman. Quote, we hope that this award presented by President Putin is considered on July 17, 2017. When the Russian Supreme Court reviews the decision to liquidate the administrative center of Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia, close quote. I hope that family has an escape plan.
See you next week.